We all have people in our lives who are the most amazing servants. They just have a knack for helping us in practical ways. And even though that's a real God-given gift, sometimes we don't really value them the way we should. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at the gifts that God's given each one of us from a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called Rekindling the Flame, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you become all that God made you to be. I want to take a moment today to tell you about my mate Bill. Bill is the caretaker at our church building, and he lives on site there with his family. Now, Bill would have to be the most practical man that I've ever met. Whether it's setting up a room for a function, or unblocking the blocked gutter up on the roof, or organizing this or fixing that, whatever it is, he takes a look, click, click, click in his head, and he has it figured out, and it's done before he can blink an eyelid. And if he's not doing something inside the church building, he's helping the traders set up their stalls in the mall outside the front door. The desire to serve and fix practical problems just pulses through his veins. Now, I like to help other people, but I have to tell you, I stand in awe of Bill. As I said, he is just the most practical man that I have ever met. I'm sure you know people like him too. Maybe you're one of them. In my book, the bills of this world are worth their weight in gold. This week on the program, we're working our way through a little series that I've called Discovering Your Gig in Life. I love the picture of that the Apostle Paul paints in Romans chapter 12. He says, look, don't think of yourselves more highly than you should, but instead look at yourself with a sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith that God's given you. Just as each one of us has many members, and these members don't all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to the other. We have different gifts according to the grace that's been given to us. So what Paul is saying here is, look, get a grip, be realistic, look at yourself with a sober judgment, and figure out what your gift is. We all have different gifts. We're like a body. We depend on each other. And then he goes on to list those gifts. He says, look, if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's encouraging, well, encourage people. If it's contributing to the needs of others, then give generously. If it's leadership, govern diligently. If it's showing mercy, do it cheerfully. So in this list, the second one after prophesy is service. Now imagine that 2,000 years ago, the Bible is being written and he's writing about my mate Bill. Now get this, service or being the caretaker doesn't feel like a particularly spiritual thing to do, does it? It's not up there with being a prophet or a preacher or an evangelist or something. Yet it's the second one on Paul's list. And I have to tell you, we would be lost without these people, wouldn't we? I mean, without the servants in this world, it'd be pretty ugly. So what does a servant look like? Are you one of these servants, or do you know someone that is one of these servants? They're gifted to serve and help and be practical. They easily recognize practical needs, and they're often quick to meet those needs. They really enjoy manual projects or jobs or functions. They keep things in meticulous order. They're a detailed person with good memory. They love showing hospitality. You know, they'll stick with something until it's been completed. Someone who's a servant has a hard time saying no when someone asks them for help. They're more interested in meeting the needs of others than their own. But they love working on immediate goals rather than on long-range goals. The way that they show love for one another is in deeds and actions so much more than words. A servant really needs to feel appreciated. Now, we're going to talk about that, because I actually think we don't appreciate the servants in our world enough. They tend to do much more than they're asked to do. Their greatest joy is in doing something that's helpful. They don't want to lead other people or projects. They just want to get on and do it. They tend to have a very high energy level, and they can't stand to be around clutter. See, servants are often real perfectionists, and they view serving to be of primary importance in life. They'd much rather do the job than delegate it, and they love to support others who are in leadership. So maybe you see yourself in those giftings of a servant. But they have some problem areas too. As we go through and look at each of these seven gifts, I'm going to share with you not just kind of the characteristics of that gift, the good things, but also some of the problem areas. You see, a servant can be really critical of others who don't end up helping out with obvious needs because they just don't get it why I don't get it. And sometimes they'll neglect their own family's needs by being too busy helping others. A servant can become pushy and interfering in their eagerness to help, and they find it hard to accept being served by other people. Isn't that interesting? And a servant is easily hurt when they feel as though they're not appreciated. Well, maybe that's you or someone close to you. My wife, Jackie, is someone who is a gifted server. And I have to tell you, when I go through that list, the vast majority of those characteristics are what she is like. She thinks of doing things for people that I would never dream of doing. And you know something? I think it's exciting to have people like that in our lives. And what's really important is to recognize that this gift, this act of serving, it's from God. It's His plan to make us different. And He puts the Bills and the Jackies of this world into our lives to glue the community together. See, serving, it doesn't sound very spiritual, does it? It doesn't sound as important as being the preacher or the leader or the high flyer. But in terms of creating a sense of community, God has a plan. God takes these servants who show their love by doing practical things, and that tends to bind people together. It makes things tick over smoothly. The person who serves is a bit like the glue that holds people together. And especially for those of us who don't have this gifting, I think it's so important that we recognize the incredible value of those people who are gifted in this way. And also that we cut them a bit of slack every now and then when they seem a little bit grumpy because others aren't servants like them. You see, the servant finds it really hard to understand why it is that the rest of us just don't get it. God has an amazing plan. I love the fact that Paul, in his list of motivational gifts, sure, he starts off with a prophet, the one who speaks for God, the mouthpiece of God, if you like, but he follows it straight on with the one who serves on God's behalf, the hands of God. God through word and through deed. I love that. God is an awesome God. He has an awesome plan, don't you think? God's plan is to make each one of us different. And next week on the program, we're going to continue looking at the other giftings that the Apostle Paul lists in this list of what people call motivational gifts in Romans chapter 12. So often, the gifts and abilities that God's given to His people, people like you and me, are still there, but they're dormant. With all my heart, I believe that God wants you to be all that He made you to be, to use those gifts and abilities for His glory. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Rekindling the Flame, and it's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you do just that, to become all that God made you to be. So, to request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.